I'm only participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Background WAMB at Bloomington South High School. Bloomington South's head coach, Coach J.R. Holmes. It could be an historical night tonight. A lot of pressure around us. At least three different radio stations. A TV stream is here. A bunch of TV cameras here to try capture. Could be the historical night, but you know what the Northview Knights want? Nothing more to play spoiler.
Upset, you bet. Yeah, me too. We about did it at Plainfield. We come in there and they didn't realize that what we were capable of doing. And that's one big thing right here tonight that we got to see is there's an opportunity to do something. Not historically. We don't want to be the ones that J.R. Holmes beat for that 807.
No, because you'll be on the record book forever, but not in a good way.
Right, we want to be the ones that, guess what? He had to wait till his first game of sectionals. But, he's been here a long time. He's coached a lot of basketball, 49 years. His son's been outstanding. I only remember John, but I know he had two boys. He's coached a lot of talent here in Bloomington South.
So name one, Jordan Holes, went
Jordan
to Indiana.
Several. I mean, you look through, I think down there in the hallway there's 17 Indiana Mr. Basketballs. That's pretty good accomplishment.
You see that name right there on the senior banner, Mr. Rowland?
That's
Scott Rowland's nephew.
Yep, Scotty Rowland's nephew is here. Scotty Rowland's coaching Indiana Bulls baseball this year.
Is he?
Yeah, he's coaching 13U Indiana Bulls baseball.
That's impressive. Scott Rowland obviously had a successful career with the Cincinnati Reds during his time there. But we talk about Coach Holmes like he's already passed it. There's a man he hasn't passed yet.
Yeah, Mr. Butcher.
I want to tell you about him for a second. Coach Butcher. College, he went to Memphis State, inducted in 1991 to the Indiana High School Coaches Hall of Fame. He graduated high school in 1951 as the school's all-time leading scorer. He also led his team in assist and defense. Three-year starter at Memphis State and career sandwiched around a tour of duty in the Korean War. The NCAA All-Regional selection as a junior, and then a year later, he led the Tigers to a runner-up spot in the NIT. And an all-NIT selection was Coach Butcher. He turned down an offer from the Boston Celtics to go play just so he could return to his Southern Indiana hometown to coach. Four unbeaten seasons, seven regional championships in 1970 and 75 semi-state championships that gave the Lions two trips to the Final Four. The 1975 team, which included Butcher's son, Bill, went undefeated all the way to the state championship game where Marion won out. And if you follow us on Twitter or Facebook at WAMB Radio, Coach Butcher is sitting to our right, Brad. He's actually broadcasting. I think it's on the Green County Network doing some TV. You could tell he's up there in age, but he's still a very respectful man. Shook his hand.
Looks
I
about
talked
35.
To him. I like the answer. But he's a giant legend around the state of Indiana.
Well, and think about this. J.R. Holmes is on his 49th year of coaching. Coach Holmes looks like he's in his mid-50s. He's not retiring anytime soon.
Yeah, he coached at Lagodi High School.
Yeah, he could break 1,000 points or 1,000 wins. Can you imagine that? All the 1,000-point players J.R. Holmes has had played for him. He could have his name forever etched in the record book. He could very easily coach at least another, 7-8 years.
And Coach Holmes, this isn't a farewell tour for him.
No.
Just another accomplishment to cross off the book. He's got a very good Bloomington South team this year.
Yeah, and 20, their average 20, 22 wins a season, I'm pretty sure, if you look back through the history and stuff, and I could see him coaching another 10 years.
You look at it, Bloomington South right now is currently 20-3 on the season. I'm just going to go back through J.R. Holmes' record. He's coached all his years at Bloomington South.
No.
He's had
no.
One. At Bloomington South, he's had one losing record. Let's see. From what I'm looking at, he's only had one losing record in his time here. And that was in his second year in 1995. That's Coach Holmes for you. He's won a state title in 2011 when he went 26-2. He's had a lot of talent, but that doesn't mean he's not a great coach.
No, he's a great mentor.
Now, people are probably getting sick of it. Okay, we're here for Northview. Now, what does Northview have to do to get the win tonight?
Well, you got to do something that nobody else been able to do in the state that's played this team, and that's stop the hot hand of Anthony Leal. 6'5" guard, only a junior, and has pretty much wrote his ticket to play Division I basketball anywhere he wants. He's got offers from IU, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina. There's there's some of the biggest power looking at this young kid. Yeah. And Corey, he is amazing and fun to watch. He can jump. You know, he looks like he's got a full coat of hair from head to toe. You know, he's very mature. But, man, and you just watch him. Not only I've seen him play twice this year in person, but watch his video highlights. You go to his YouTube stuff. The kid shoots the ball with a feather.
I think he's
it's
currently
light
yeah.
and touch.
Coach Byron said he's a 4-star currently right now, or is Coach Marietta one of them? Now, he's a junior this year. He's yeah. not a senior yet.
No.
He still has another year with Coach Holmes in Bloomington South. Would Archie Miller be dare to let him leave Bloomington?
Well, after the game the other night against Lafayette, Archie Miller, he's going to be lucky to get in, you know, stay in the state of Indiana. You don't lose to the Boilermakers twice.
IU hasn't beat them in 5 tries.
We're on a drought. And what about the Sycamores last night? You know,
looked like
Cooper
they figured
Neese,
something out, didn't they?
Cooper Neese had another breakout game. I think he had 17 points.
He did.
Just a great night of basketball for the Sycamores.
Cooper Neese and Tyreek Key both led the way, but Jordan Barnes still seems to be struggling.
Well, I think Jordan is injured. I think he's got a lower back injury that they're really not putting out. People aren't talking about. He doesn't play with the agility. And if you watch him, anytime he jumps and he comes down, the first thing he does is his left hand goes to the center of his back. Watch his highlights. Watch his video. Last night he got that one foul got fouled going up for a layup. And he come up and he's holding his back again right in the center of it. I think there's more to that story than it's been published.
Too young, that back issues.
Well, no, I watched it right here at Northview High School when Logan Whitman, you know, he went up for a layup against Rockville at Rockville, and he got an intentional foul, and they put him into the brick wall and hurt his lower back, and, you know, it pretty much ended Logan's career. He went on to ISU and tried playing, but his freshman year he just couldn't get over injuries.
I'd like to remind you we're on sectional watch. We're on there Tuesday on WAMB for Northview and Owen Valley. We still can use sponsors and support for the Northview Knights basketball team. Give Dave a call tomorrow at 812-420-2518. Again, that's 812-420-2518. Tomorrow is the deadline to get our sponsors in so you can support the Northview Knights boys varsity basketball team in their state tournament run. For Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studios. When we come back, tip-off between Bloomington South and the Northview Knights.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
I've survived.
Last year you may have gotten, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to Bloomington South High School on Timeless Classics, WAMB. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Let's go ahead and quickly give you the North Unite starting lineups, and then Brad, while they announce the Bloomington South, you mark them down for me. The North Unite, the normal starters, will be a sophomore 5'11 guard, number 15, Brevin Cooper. At the other guard position, a 6'3 junior, number 10, Carson Gettle. Another guard, number 22, a 6'3 guard, sophomore Caleb Swearingen. Playing the forward position, a 5'11 junior, number 33, Tyler Hess. And then starting at the other forward position, a 6'2 sophomore, number 32, Gavin Morris. And now for the seniors for the Bloomington South Panthers, the kid that has offers from literally anywhere, the junior 6'5 guard, number 3, Anthony Leal. The 6'6 junior, number 4 guard, Jordan Meeks. And number 5, he is Scott Rowland's nephew, Grayson Rowland. I was going to say grandson. Adam Graham, number 21, is a 6'5 senior starting at a forward and rounding out the starting five, a 6'2 forward, number 43, Bruce Furr. What if I would have said grandson like on the PA system? Scott Rowland's not that old yet. Obviously, the atmosphere is a little different here. Northview hasn't seen anything like this all season, Brad. What can this do for a team as young as they are?
Well, I mean, I don't know why we make this trip this late in the season. I know everybody, you know, optimistic about, you know, who you should play and everything, but come down and play a 4A powerhouse last game of the season is not the way I'd want to wrap up going into section. Because, you know, we took a tough one on the chin at home against Terre Haute Source Tuesday night. Now we're going to turn around and have to have a battle right here in their home court on senior night, on the legendary coach's possibility of winning the, you know, outright most wins. So,
you know, I may be a little selfish, but can you imagine just the fact that I'm rooting for the spoiler to happen, obviously.
Oh, me too.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool. For all the Bloomington South fans that are listening, I know there are a few. Nothing against Coach Holmes, because Coach Holmes is a legend. But just seeing it get spoiled, I mean, he's going to get it eventually. But on the first night, everybody expects it to happen. Everybody shows up, media, all the fans.
Yep.
I might just have a sick mind, but.
No, I mean, we come here for Northview basketball. You know, hey, we get this big win tonight, that will propel us into Tuesday night. You know, but I just want everybody to be healthy, and I want it to be a good basketball game.
Well, hopefully the fans in front of us will sit down, and they will.
Got a big crowd on hand.
Yeah, a lot of scoreboards here, at least four different ones.
Now you got the one in the middle. And
got two on each side and one across. Bloomington South and the white uniforms win the opening tip, and here we go.
And they started all three seniors on the roster, so.
Hickman has the ball on the left wing, on top to Leal. Leal driving, kicks in the corner, the forward for a three off the mark. Swearingen rebounded too long, blocked out too long, which led to an offensive rebound by Hickman. Down low, feeds it, right hand, pushes it up and in for Adam Graham.
Graham with a nice turnaround, left-handed soft touch, throwed it up. Uwe Blob style. Good now old Hoosier played in Indiana.
They have Northview's time. Bloomington South will be on defense while Caleb Swearingen drives to the right wing. Swearingen up top to Cooper. Now to Carson Gettle near the volleyball line, right back to Swearingen. He's on the right side. He'll dribble back out top. Spin away. Up top to Gavin Morris. Swing it to Carson Gettle. Gettle drives, loses the handle right away, and Hickman will go coast-to-coast, losing it in midair, blocked by either Gettle or Cooper. But
I believe that was Cooper, got up there and knocked that one away.
Nonetheless, Bloomington South will have the basketball underneath the bucket.
Quick turnover there early in, minute and two into the game, and we've already got a turnover, and we've yet to make a shot attempt.
Now up top, Grayson Rowland swinging it right side for Leal. Leal knocks down a three, even though Carson Gettle had the hand in his face.
Nobody guarding Tyler Hess. Hess does something he never gets called on to do, and he brought the ball across the timeline.
Gettle guarded by Anthony Leal. Finds Swearingen, now Hess in the corner. Hess, now to Cooper. Tyler Hess has a little bit of size disadvantage, if you ask me, but for a guard position,
yep.
If you get some isolation, it could take him one-on-one. 6:25 to go, Bloomington South 5, Northview nothing. Swearingen near the volleyball line, out to Hess for a three. Too long, rebounded by Anthony Leal.
Good shot selection there by Hess.
Now in the corner, quick trigger by Furr. 18-footer rolls around, falls in. The senior Anthony Furr gets some shots early. 7-0 for Bloomington South.
The gentleman beside me said that Coach Holmes told his seniors, as long as you're performing, you're going to play the game. So, yeah, a lot of minutes here probably going to be seen for these three seniors for Bloomington South.
Gettle on the right wing. He's in trouble. He'll find his sophomore point guard, Caleb Swearingen, near the logo. 7-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
I'm really impressed with Grayson Rowland's defense.
Yeah, bouncing it away to Gavin Morris on the right side. Morris stutter steps, now finds right back to Swearingen on the handoff. Swearingen will drive, Euro step, left hand, and he got it to fall. What a move by Caleb Swearingen.
Swearingen picks up his first 2 points of the game. 5:30 to go. Knights trail by five.
Anthony Leal just pulls up for three. He'll miss, and a quick foul will be called on Bloomington South. And that's going to be on Grayson Rowland. North, you have it to inbound. 7-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. A little bit of man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. Tyler Hess will be forced to be the point guard. Hess across the timeline. On top to Cooper. Brevin Cooper. Using his left hand, trying to find Gettle, he will. But Leal is on top of him and won't let him breathe. Gettle bringing it up top, driving. Nearly falls, and he will. That's two turnovers for Carson Gettle while trying to dribble the basketball.
4:58 to go, two turnovers, 2 points, and we trail by five. Checking in for Bloomington South to be number 11. That's Joey Bamba. That's a cool name to be an athlete.
Joey Bamba.
Coming into the game, number 11, Bamba.
4:58 opening quarter, 7-2 Panthers. Coach Jarrett Holmes going for record 807th win in the IHSAA coaching ranks. Leal has it right corner. Skips the pass, stolen by Gettle. Gettle, 2-on-1, stops, transition 3, and he airballs. Leal now throws it ahead to Rowland. Rowland goes for the dunk. He gets rim stuffed, and the putback is there by Adam Graham.
Graham with a nice follow-through puts it up. Rowland got it up, jumped off his left foot and tried putting it up with his right hand, and it just the combination didn't work.
Gettle on the left wing, bouncing it off to Hess in the corner. Inside, stolen away. It's Rowland again with a defense, finds Leal. Leal in transition. He tries to dunk. He misses initially, but he pops it back in, falling dead on his back. So 11-2.
That hurt Leal.
Do you count that as a dunk?
Yeah, it's a dunk.
You don't want to do that on senior night. I get it. It's cool and all, but right before sectionals.
Yeah.
Brevin Cooper stripped away. Anthony Leal going the other way. Lobs it ahead, turns it over. Leal trying to not be selfish there, trying to feed Connor Hickman in transition, but it's a quick turnover.
Checking in for Bloomington South, number 12, that's Jalen Peck. Or I'm sorry, number 12, that's Cody Doig.
Dylan Newsell checks in for Carson Gettle. Everybody else remains the same for the Knights. It's a real spread out press here by Bloomington South, a little man-to-man action. A little different view. We're all the way up on top this time, Brad.
Turnover by Cooper. That's his second. Team's fifth turnover, Corey. Halfway through the first quarter, and we got four turnovers by our two guards and one by Tyler Hess.
Not going to win many games, turn the ball over like that, especially against a good team like this. 3:45, 11-2. Only field goal coming from a Caleb Swearingen layup. On the right side, Hickman, right baseline, inside. And they're going to say Hickman stepped out of bounds feeding Joey Bamba for the layup. So no bucket. Remains 11-2. Going right to left on your radio dial. Caleb Swearingen runs the point. Swearingen across midcourt. Driving right side in the corner to Hess. Catch and shoot three. Just out of the range there, and it'll be in the hands of Bloomington South. Now in the corner, a quick tray for Bloomington South. This one won't be missed, and that's Joey Bamba.
Bamba for three.
14-2. Cooper spinning away up top. Covered by Bamba, or Hickman. Cooper throws up the shot. He'll be fouled, allowing Brevin Cooper to go to the charity stripe for two attempts.
Fouls on number 21. That's Graham.
We're inside of the 2009 and 2011 most recent state championships for Coach J.R. Holmes.
Yep.
What a legendary program just out here. You can feel it in Bloomington, too, when you drive through. Cooper's free throw is up and good. Keegan Garrison comes in for Gavin Morris.
Well, hopefully tomorrow Cade Bryan gets released from the doctor and can come back and practice a couple nights before we head to Owen Valley Tuesday night.
Cooper knocks down both free throws, even though the Bloomington South student section was staring them down. Quick 30-second break. We'll take one with them. 14-4. Northview calls a timeout. We'll take one with them on WAMB.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my Spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at Bloomington South High School for the final regular season basketball game for Northview until they're back in action Tuesday night against Owen Valley at Owen Valley in sectional play. The winner of that will take on Brown County. We'll talk about that on the Sonic Drive and Halftime Show coming up in just a few, well, not a few moments, but eventually it'll feel like a few moments. 14-4, quick inside-out pass, quick jumper, 10-footer for Grayson Rowland.
16-4 early on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Cooper in transition, three off the mark to the right side. Rebounded there by Graham. Now it's Hickman in the corner to Doik for three. Doik knocks it down. 19-4, just like that. Bloomington South ahead. It was 16-5 at the JV score after one. It's 19-4 now. Dylan Neusel in midcourt. Driving to the left side. Neusel spins away. Finds Cooper up top. Cooper. Left-hand dribble. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Cooper trying to find some room to breathe. Has to give it off to Hess. Now Swearingen. Can he take over? Garrison got in the corner. Won't even look towards the bucket. Instead finds Cooper on the right wing. Cooper. Neusel. Neusel goes for the three. It's blocked by Doig. And here comes Bloomington South going the other way. 2-on-2. Bouncing it off right block to Graham. Misses the right hand. He'll get the rebound. And they're going to call Brevin Cooper for a foul on the shot attempt on the offensive rebound, Brad.
That's his first, team's second.
Who had the other foul?
Yeah, no, it's team's first.
Oh, team's first?
Yeah, Bloomington South. I looked up the scoreboard wrong.
Andy Graham knocks down free throw number one. Carson Gettle will check in for Brevin Cooper. Big thanks to WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on.
I know we mentioned the other night, but sports broadcaster of the year,
yeah.
Ricky Simler.
He also had a video today of him at Terre Haute North putting up some shots.
Yeah.
He played basketball at Brownsburg 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 4 years ago.
Against Todd Wolfley.
Yeah.
Against Todd Wolfley. And if you look at his Facebook, he's got a picture of his son Austin out in center court saying, I really like this Todd Wolfley as a coach.
K.O. Swearingen spins away. Is he in the Terre Haute North School District?
Yeah.
Dishes it off in the left corner. Quick three trigger off the mark. Rebounded by Bloomington South, but it's going to be last touch by them. Northview's basketball. Carson Gettle nearly had the rebound,
yep,
which is why the pause was made by me there, but he missed it.
just missed was Joey Bamba on the three. Bamba one for two.
Neusel inbounds to Swearingen, and they're going to call last touched by Grayson Rowland. Northview gets the basketball. Not the smartest pass there. Kind of fed Swearingen into the corner. If you're listening on Timeless Classics WAMB, after this, go ahead and try out our new radio station, 92.7 The Rock. I promise you're going to find a lot of great things you'll enjoy. And another quick foul on Grayson Rowland. They're trying to trap Swearingen quick.
His second, team's third.
He'll have to come out of the game, and he will. Entering will be junior Cody Doig. Tyler has to inbound. Swearingen's getting bodied down there by Doig, but the official doesn't call it this time. Now Swearingen going right to left. Swearingen, chest pass to Gettle. In the corner, this Keegan Garrison. Up top to Swearingen again. Under a minute to go. Quick three for Gettle. Gettle off the mark. Long rebound is loose, and they're going to call a foul on out of bounds on Doig. Look at the sportsmanship by Tyler Hess. Goes from behind Cody Doig and helps him up.
Great kid, great family. Just outstanding.
Student section is letting the official hear that one. Tyler Hess in front of the scorer's table, inbounds it to Cooper. Cooper, right back in the ball game, checking in for Swearingen. Finds Gettle on the right block, up top to Neusel. Neusel doesn't take very many shot attempts in a game, but he can score the basketball when need be. He has it up top. Neusel with 30 seconds, fakes a spin, picks up his dribble, up top to Gettle. 20-4, Gettle thought about the step back three. He'll lose the dribble, pick it back up, taken away, another turnover by Carson Gettle nearly, but it was knocked out of bounds by Cody Doig. 22.5 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
109th boys state finals starts Tuesday night with sectional play. Pretty exciting, Corey. It's going to be nice to wrap up this season and focus on baseball.
Yep, Jack Holwald has the basketball up top, and he's going to be quickly bodied there by Joey Bamba. If we're going to have fouls, this game's going to be on all night.
Bamba picks up his first, team's fourth.
It's also senior night here at Bloomington South High School. All right, 13.2 seconds. This quarter's gone on for 20 minutes, it feels like.
Yep.
I think it has, actually. Cooper up top, driving to the bucket. Little baby floater, he'll be hacked on the shot. Brevin Cooper has a chance to knock down two free throws, and he'll have four of the 6 points for Northview if he can complete the two attempts from the charity stripe.
Fouls on number 11. And that's Bamba, his second. Cooper hits the first. Don't forget the long-awaited release of the feature film Kings of Indiana is set to hit theaters this weekend, actually. High school sectional tournament across the state. Kings of Indiana is a story between Barry's Viking State Championship run in 2015. Check it out online for tournament listing.
Anthony Leal at the buzzer puts up the tip in. Anthony Leal, he's going to be a special player once he gets out of Bloomington South High School and makes some D1 program happy. 22-6, Northview. Got some work to do on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
End of the opening quarter, 22-6. Bloomington South has the advantage over the Northview Knights. as Jack Holwald has the basketball at the near logo to begin the second quarter.
Caleb Swearingen gets a breather here to start.
Holwald away to Gettle. Gettle driving to the bucket. Breaks Leal's ankles as he falls, but Gettle didn't shoot. That would have been a once-in-a-lifetime moment for Gettle.
He didn't break his ankles. He got tripped up by his teammate.
Brevin Cooper draws another foul, so at least he's being aggressive enough. He'll go to the free throw line for two attempts.
Nope, that is out of bounds.
Is that what they're going to say?
Yep. No foul called. Huh. Checking in for the Bloomington South Panthers is Connor Hickman, number 10. He's just a sophomore, 6'2". Boy, they're all tall besides Noah Jaeger. Jaeger 5'9", everybody else is 6'2", or bigger.
Cooper lobs it ahead as Jack Holwald has to go up and get it like a football. Swings it over to Hess on the right wing. Back on top to Gettle. Catch and shoot three in Leal's face. And then Carson Gettle will knock it down. 22-9. 7:25 to go. Carson Gettle of his first points of the game.
Little history about Bloomington South and Carson Gettle. His father coached down here. Came down here to Northview. His first year coaching and upset Bloomington South Panthers on their home court. And Northview picked up the football win down here in 2000. I think it was four.
Holwald again on the left wing. Jack Holwald is 7 minutes to go in the opening half. 22-9. Brevin Cooper, a three-pointer away from making it a 10-point game. Cooper loses it. He'll pick it right back up. He's in some trouble. Finds Holwald. Holwald bringing it back to midcourt. Yo-yo in the basketball up top. Swings it left wing, bouncing it off to Gettle on the baseline. Gettle backs down Leal, fakes left, fadeaway jumper right side, and it just rolls out. Rebounded by Andy Graham. Pushing it will be Cody Doig. Bloomington South will hold it on the left wing now. They're going to take their time. Now, before the first quarter ended, you were talking about Kings of Indiana. When's that date for that movie coming out?
Comes out this weekend. Comes out tomorrow night.
Anthony Leal, right wing three. He'll knock it down, 25-9. Leal just looks so smooth.
Yeah, he's got a great shot, great kid. You know, looking at his stats and his academics, it's not like he's just out here in the court doing something that nobody else can do.
Wonder if Archie Miller is here scouting him right now.
No, that's against all NCAA.
You can't scout. Morris tries to pass the Gettle, taken away by Leal's in transition, and goes up for the two-hand slam. Nothing fancy, no windmill.
Nope, not that time. He wanted to make sure it went in. He's laughing because his team's all shaking their head at him.
27-9. Cooper up top, bouncing it off to Holwald. Holwald ahead to Gettle. Gettle on the right wing, fakes left, goes right, covered by Leal. Lobs it ahead to Hess in the corner. Got too many players in the same area right now.
Yeah, no spacing for the Knights, but.
Tyler Hess right side, driving, step back, 18-footer. Tyler Hess got that shot to go. 27-11, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you are our neighbor. Now up top, swinging it away. Right side, Leal quick three. Off the mark, rebounded offensively on the right block by Andy Graham, and he'll lose it, and it'll go to Northview.
Leal just missed that three-pointer again. A little bit of over-rotation. Swearingen will check back in. Holwald will go to the bench.
We're here at J.R. Holmes Court at Bloomington South High School. As J.R. Holmes is trying to make it a historical night for himself and to be the all-time winningest coach in Indiana high school basketball history at 807. Swearingen pump fake, goes up for the shot. He'll be fouled again. He has a chance to go to the line for two attempts. Northview only has two field goals. The rest of the points have come from the free throw line.
October 22nd, 17-14. Coach George Gettle in his 9-2 season in sectionals took the win down here, 17-14. And ended up losing to Greenwood 42-0 in the sectional championship.
Ouch. What class were they in at that time?
That's when we were all 4A.
Okay. Swearingen charity stripe free throw. He'll miss the second one. 27-12, 15-point game on the Great Dane scoreboard. 25, Brad. Who's that?
25? I don't have a
Someone just came in for number 25. We don't have him on our roster.
He played in a JV game.
On the left wing now, it's going to be Hickman. Bouncing it inside to Leo. Leo right baseline, goes for the dunk. I think he just posterized Gavin Morris.
He got him another dunk. He's 2 for 3 in the slam category.
He went up right attacking Gavin Morris, and I think Morris might have made a business decision and got out of the way just in time.
Yeah.
Gettle, 3, got it. In Leo's face. Carson Gettle having some fun.
Carson's 2 for 4.
He scored a little bit against Terre Haute South. He led the team, I believe, in their loss against the Braves last week or earlier this week. Down up top, Bloomington South just moving the basketball. There's 3:40 to go in the first half. Skips it. Thought about the three, won't take it. Now it's in the hands of Roland. Now it's Hickman for 3. Hickman rattles it in and out. Here comes Brevin Cooper. Cooper in transition, swearing, and he's not slowing down. Right-handed layup is blocked from behind by Grayson Roland, the senior. Northview Knights will get it underneath. Was it 3?
Yeah, it was Leo.
No.
Well,
regardless, Swearingen got swatted from behind. Cooper underneath, the inbound, bouncing it off to Gettle. Let's see if Gettle just keeps the high hand. He's up top, pump fakes, makes Leo fly by, got the 3 in. Carson Gettle is having some fun, and Coach Michael Byram will take a timeout. Look at that, just like that. It's an 11-point game, 29-18. Northview trying to fight their way in this by the hot hand of Carson Gettle. Don't go anywhere. Full timeout on WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
J.R. Holmes Court at Bloomington South High School in Carson Gettle. He's 3 of 6 from the three-point line and just recently got Anthony Leal to fly by him on a pump fake. He stood there for a second and knocked down the wide-open 3. Carson Gettle trying to bring the Knights back in this one, 29-18. Let Gettle be your go-to source right now in shot takes.
Yeah, doing a fine job shooting from beyond the arc. We've only attempted, I don't know, 7 or 8 threes so far in the game. So,
and Gettle almost has all of them.
Hess missed 2 and Neusel's missed 1. That's it.
Bloomington South has the basketball, only ahead by 11 right now. 2:50 to go. Quick 3, Bloomington South to increase it. Can't do it. Rebounded by Swearingen. The Knights a chance to cut it to single digits. Now to Hess, in transition, a 3. Doesn't touch anything at all. It'll be an air ball. And they're going to say it's last touched by Brevin Cooper.
Looked like it went off the head of number 25, still yet to get his name. Waiting on a PA announcer to announce it.
Looks like Tyler Hess didn't have his feet set on that 3 either.
Yeah.
Up top to Leo. He'll drive on Hess in the corner to Roland. He'll pump fake, flies by Swearingen. Tries to go for the poster dunk on Keegan Garrison. That's probably the wrong guy to do it because Garrison's probably going to tackle you in midair. Mr. Quarterback going into next year more than likely. He's got to have the most fouls, doesn't he?
No, he's got
no,
one
on the season.
Oh, yeah. He averages about 7-8 minutes a game and about 5.5 fouls a game.
Roland puts up the free throw attempt. He'll knock it down, increasing the lead back to 12. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Gettle and Leo are having a good laugh down on the other end. Roland will miss free throw number 2. It's a 12-point game. 2.5 to go in the first half. Cooper has it. Bouncing it off to Tyler Hess. You know, Leo knows that Gettle can shoot now, and he's not going to let him leave. Hess finds Garrison. Garrison loses it in midair. He dropped it. That's something he won't want next fall, his receivers dropping passes from him, but he did it there. Now up top, Bloomington South pump fakes, drives, and they're going to turn it over. Northview basketball as they're trying to feed the big man down low in Bryce Furr.
Well, 2:04 to go, and got a chance to get it back down to, you know, single digits.
I think 38-18 is a win right now.
No,
Cooper across midcourt, finds Garrison left wing. Garrison, chest pass to Swearingen up top. Now inside to Hess, bouncing it off to Gettle. He doesn't have a shot, so he'll dribble it out. Gettle, trying to have some fun with Leal guarding him. Stops, spins away, needs some help. He'll throw it to Swearingen left baseline.
Mismatch size, Swearingen needs to go to the basket.
He will, nope, he'll give it to Garrison instead. Now Swearingen. Swearingen pump fakes. Trying to get Garrison to post up. Now Swearingen won't give it to Garrison. He'll bring it up top. Caleb driving. Kicks it to Garrison. Up top to Cooper. I think Coach Michael Byram wanted Swearingen to take on the size advantage there. But he'll take a three instead. Caleb Swearingen knocks down the trifecta. It's a nine-point game, Brad.
Swearingen with 7 points in the contest.
30-21. A minute to go in the first half. Going left to right. Roland has it right block. Now to Leal on the left wing, covered by Hess. Leal, directing traffic, will dribble it out. Under a minute to go. Knights would love to keep this within single digits going to the break. Now it's Connor Hickman at mid logo. If you're a Bloomington South player, do you have pressure for Coach Holmes in this situation?
No. No. You're playing to win on senior night, their last home game. You know, yeah, it's been talked about in every media outlet and everything. These kids, they don't care if it's 831. This is the only, they want to win on their last night.
Gettle nearly went for the seal. Almost got Hickman not looking. That was almost smart. Hickman now dribbling out near the mid logo. 15 seconds.
Well, I can tell you the first half player of the game, by no doubt, has been Carson Gettle.
He's playing with some energy right now. Yeah. After the first two possessions, turnovers on him. Here we go, 8 seconds. Hickman up top to Leal. Leal driving, corner to Roland. Pump fake three, now he'll shoot. Roland misses, offensive rebound by Hickman. Can't get it to go, and we're going to go to the halftime break on the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. And I think you'll take this as a win. The Northview Knights only down by 9 at the halftime break. Bloomington South 30, Northview 21. Join us for our Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show coming up next on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Junior Holmes Court, J.R. Holmes Court here in Bloomington South. The Knights trail 30-21 at halftime on this last regular season basketball game for the Northview Knights. I'm Brad Wallace, Corey Clark. Scoring for the Knights, Caleb Swearingen with 7 points. Revan Cooper with 3. Carson Gettle with a 3-for-5 shooting from beyond the arc with 9 points. Tyler Hess with 2 to round out the scoring for the night. For Bloomington South, leading scorer Anthony Leal with 14. Holmes with 3. Graham with 6. And Furr with 2 for 30 points on the scoreboard. Knights got a come back here in the second half, play with the intensity they did in the first half. Don't turn the ball over as much in the second half, as they had 6 turnovers in the first half and forced Bloomington South into 4. Foul situation for the Knights. One foul apiece on Cooper and Garrison for two team fouls. And for Bloomington South, five fouls. Roland with two, Bamba with two, and Graham with one. We'll be back after this break on the Sonic Halftime Show. Your Northview Knights trail 30-21 on the Great Dane scoreboard. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the broadcast. The Northview Knights on the road tonight at Bloomington South as they take on the Bloomington South Cougars. Score 30-21 at the halftime. Got to thank our sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Our halftime sponsor, the Sonic Drive-In, with two locations, Fort Harrison, Lafayette, North Terre Haute, and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. Also like to thank U.S. Lawn Central Indiana. Call now and receive five applications of fertilization and pay for only four. Call 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. Also like to thank Sue Goshen. Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil, as well as Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call 812-208-3244. Get an insurance quote from Chad Schottmeyer today. Also like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbors. Corey, scoring pretty balanced for Northview with Swearingen and seven and Gettle with nine. But Leal steals the show for Bloomington South, 11 points. I had him for 14, looked it over. He's got 11 points in the first on two really big dunks. We talked about him being the real deal going into the pregame in his first half. You know, 11 points. Yeah, you'd think he'd have a few more than that, but his points have came, you know, they've came contested. He's an all-around good ball player.
What'd you say Carson Gettle had?
9 points.
On 3-6 for the three-line?
3-5.
3-5,
yep.
Carson Gettle's having a good half, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he had them two early possession turnovers in the first minute of the game and straightened it up a little bit. So, I also like to thank another one of our sponsors, WTHI TV10. Depending on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And last but not least, Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers in Brazil, work for the dog.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Brad and I will look more in depth at what the second half has to come and the big second quarter for Northview on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive five applications and pay for only four. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
30-21 at the halftime break on the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. About 2 minutes until we get back underway for the third quarter. Northeast still, well, here they come. They were just in the locker room. Carson Gettle leading them out. He's 3 of 5 from the three-point line with 9 points, and all three threes have been with Anthony Leal, the junior sensation for the Panthers, guarding him. Now, you look at it, the first quarter different from the second quarter. What was it, Brad?
Well, I mean, we didn't turn the ball over in the second quarter. That helped tremendously, but we shot the ball well. The second quarter, we only missed 1 3 and 1 field goal. You know, that defensively, we stepped it up, plus those dunks were kind of, the missed dunk kind of set the tone. We went on a little bit of a run after that.
It was 22-6 at the end of one.
Yeah.
Now, if we do math right, 21 minus 6 is 15. And so Northview won that quarter 15-8. If Northview wants any chance of coming back and spoiling the party of Coach Jarrett Holmes and trying to get his historical 807th win as the Indiana High School basketball coach in the state of Indiana, he'll pass Coach Butcher, who's to my right-hand side. He's doing some broadcasting tonight. Looks in great shape. Northview's going to have to come out in the third quarter with a little more fire. Now, Northview, they're relatively one of those teams that have a bad one quarter.
It's
out of the way. That's what I'm saying.
Yep, it's out of the way.
Now, with the third and fourth quarter, you have to make sure it's all uphill from there.
Yep. Hey, Corey, Shop the Valley. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Shop the Valley. Go to our website, wambradio.com, or Light 927therock.com. Any of those websites, according with DLC Media, Dave Crooks did a great thing. He went out to sponsors and our businesses. Basically, Shop the Valley, you go on there. There's multiple businesses around Terre Haute and the Brazil, the Wabash Valley area, and you're saving money. Talk about the money you saved.
Well, I bought $50 worth of timeout sports bar gift certificates for $30. You're limited to 10. You can go in there. You buy a $5 gift certificate for $3. Amazing savings. There's all kinds of stuff. B&R Auto, they have a $100 gift certificate for $75. Park County or Rockville Lake, you can get a seasonal camping pass discounted. You can get one night camping discounted.
Big Wheels Autos on there.
Big Wheels Autos. There's the Brazilian Lanes, Terre Haute Bowling Center. Check it out. Tell your friends about it. Go on Facebook. Give it a like. Give it a share. You know, social media. I sent out a big mass text yesterday to all my clients and customers, telling them that this is 20. We're looking at 2020. I want to raise my business 20% in 2020. It's only can only happen with social media. Like us on Facebook, WAMB Radio. You know, like us on Facebook, share us, give us a tweet, give us a instant message, post something on the wall what you like about the DLC Media, and that let other people know what you think.
We've got over nearly 100 from the new station we have at 92.7 The Rock. Go ahead and let us know what you think about our WAMB North Unites coverage. A quick layup is missed to begin the third quarter by Bloomington South. And now Brevin Cooper and the Knights, a chance to cut the lead down even more.
Yep, Heckman right out of the break comes in, lays it up, misses.
Hess in the corner up top to Gettle, covered by Leal.
Ooh, Gettle missed a Caleb Swearingen cutting underneath the basket.
Caleb will get it now on the left wing. He has a size disadvantage on him. Hess will pump fake now, driving down. Up top to Cooper, thought about the three, won't take it. Instead, Gettle will throw up a three, and Carson Gettle, he can't be stopped right now.
Carson Gettle with a three. We got an official timeout for Gavin Morris. Looks like Gavin twisted his ankle on that block down there. Rolled his ankle over, but Carson Gettle cuts the lead down to 6, 30-24 on a three-pointer with 7:11 to go in the third quarter.
Gettle is 4 of 6 from the three-point line currently. It is 30-24 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 7 minutes to go in the third. Hickman has the ball on the right wing. Now over to Leal on top, swinging it left wing in the hands of Roland. Roland lobs to Leal. That's an alley-oop all day long. Oh, my goodness.
That's a highlight reel.
Leal went up high, and he got that to fall. Wow.
Nice setup by the shortstop in Roland.
32-24.
That's how you roll a double play in basketball right there.
Yep.
You trigger it in, spin it up, lay it on top of the rim, and Leal comes flying in. And
Northview can't let that bother him. Tyler Hess has it in the corner, 8-point game. Hess, quick three. Tyler Hess bricks it, doesn't even hit the rim, I don't think, and he'll run right into Leal, foul him. I don't think Leal flinched, but Tyler Hess fell to the ground.
Well, not exactly how you want to start.
Tyler Hess, that's not usually what he does, chase couple of dribbles trying to just throw up a shot.
My boy comes up and brings me water, and he's got three girls in trail.
With ice cream.
With ice cream. I don't think I give him that much money.
Who bought the ice cream, Brad?
I thought I did. I didn't know I give him that much money.
32-24. Bloomington South has the basketball. Grayson rolling on the right wing. Now in the corner to Hickman. Hickman crossed the way in the left corner. Now back up top to Leal. Bloomington South likes to spread the floor. Leal catch and shoot. Trigger. Three. Got it. He's on a 5-0 run himself. Leads right back out to 11. 35-24. Cooper across midcourt going left to right on your radio dial. Cooper trying to find a trailing Gettle. He's got Gettle. Gettle drives, step back, thought about the three. He won't take it this time.
Funny now, they put Leal guarding Cooper, who only attempted one shot in the first half, and Gettle, you know, had his way with him.
Brevin Cooper driving, kick it out to Hess. Now up top to Gettle. Covering Gettle is going to be Hickman. It's going to be number 10 versus number 10. Gettle drives, throws up with his right hand. Can't get it to fall. Thought he was fouled. It won't be. Now Hickman in transition, lobs it ahead to Rowland, and he'll put it up with the left hand. Bloomington South on a 9-0 run. The lead was cut the lowest to 8 in the third quarter. I'm going to circle that and remember that. Cooper on the right wing. Holds the basketball and needs some help. He'll be covered by Leal. He's got to get rid of it, and Coach Byron will call a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him, 37-24. Northview trying to fight back in this one on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Halftime score was Bloomington South 30, Northview 21. Got it down to 8 in a couple minutes into the third quarter, but now it's 37-24 Bloomington South. Northview does have possession. Brevin Cooper covered by Leal. Ahead to Gettle on the right wing. Gettle lobs it ahead to Swearingen on the right block. He'll bring it out near the corner. Swearingen now near midcourt. Caleb driving right side, using a screen from Garrison. Won't drive to the bucket. He'll go away. Now he drives. Jump stops. Can't get rolling to fly by. He'll have to bounce it right back out on top to Brevin Cooper.
Nice defense by the Panthers.
Yeah. Brevin Cooper spinning away. He needs some help. He's got to get rid of the basketball, and he can't in time. It's a 5-second violation.
But his teammates were all down on the baseline. Nobody moved to it. Nobody come to help him. You can't put that off on the sophomore in Cooper.
4:12 to go into third, 37-24. Leal on the right block up top, now feeding it to Rowland. Rowland hands off to Leal. Skips it to Hickman. Catch and shoot three from the left wing. It'll rim in and out. Gettle has the board. He'll bring it up. Gettle up top, covered by Leal again. Skips it to Brevin Cooper. They got to find a way to get Gettle open. Cooper driving left side, spins away.
Well, we got two kids standing down on the baseline, not moving. We got one in the middle who's, you know, giving up 2 foot, and then we try shooting him from 10 foot.
Swearinger gets his shot blocked, ahead to Grayson Rowland, stripped by Hess from behind, but Rowland picks it right back up and misses the layup, but Leal is right there to clean it up.
Wow. 15-point deficit now for the Knights, and Cooper can't get it inbounds. Bloomington South has turned the defense pressure up, and it's just a man-to-man defense. They're doing what every good team does. They're sliding with the defenders, and Cooper turns it over on a travel.
39-24, 3:08 to go. Dylan Neusel checks in for Tyler Hess. Gavin Morris, he's not on the bench. My guess is going to be back in some area with a trainer right now getting his ankle looked at. Hopefully he's okay. Hickman has the basketball for the Panthers on the left wing. He'll lob it inside. It'll be a turnover as the ball skips off the hands of Joey Bamba into the Panthers student section.
First turnover of the second half for Bloomington South.
Full court pressure applied. Swearingen has nowhere to go. He'll try to get to Neusel. Turnover on the Knights. Leal has it in the corner. Up top to Hickman. Now it's in the three range for Grayson Rowland. He'll knock it down. Just like that. 42-24. An 18-point game. The Panthers are on a 10-0 run. Cooper off to Neusel on the left wing. Skips it ahead to Cooper on the left wing. Back to Swearingen. Swearingen driving towards the left wing up top. Dribbling between his legs, trying to make something happen. Driving to the bucket, and there will be a five-second violation on the defensive end.
3 second lane violation.
Okay. Jack Holwall checks in. Brevin Cooper takes a seat. Coming in also will be Cody Doig for Bloomington South. 42-24, Coach J.R. Holmes trying to go for his record 807th win of all coaches in IHSAA. Now it's up top. Graham on top of the three-point line. Feeds it left side. Quick three for Doig. Doig rims it in and out. Ball's loose on the floor. Rebounded by Rowland. Rowland in the corner. Trigger. Graham, three. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Gettle. And he'll slow down. Gettle has not taken a three since he cut the lead down to eight. Holwall now near the volleyball line. Passing it off to Swearingen. Skips it to Garrison on the right block. Hands off to Gettle. Gettle thought about the three. Doesn't have any room. Gettle will get stripped by Connor Hickman. It's like taking candy from a baby while Leo knocks down a three that touches nothing but net.
He's got about 100 already here in the third period.
45-24. Holwall stripped away by Leo. Leo on the floor. Picks it up. He needs some help. He'll dish it off to Bamba. Bamba goes for the layup. Knocked out of the hand by Holwald, and it'll be Bloomington South ball underneath. Garrison will come out. They're going to go with a small lineup. Tallest man on the floor is Caleb Swearingen for the Knights.
Yet to see Morris come back out of the locker room. That's not a good sign. This is just his secondary sport. He's an avid baseball player.
Very good. Going to be a big leader for the Knights this year. We'll have North United
Baseball.
There he comes,
limping out with no shoe on. So
yep. We'll have North United Baseball on WAMB.
14 games? Is that what you said?
Nope.
How many in Danville?
Rolling. They do play in Danville this year, but we're not doing the Danville.
That beautiful turf field?
Yep. Dave and I are both busy that day.
Three-point by Doig was missed.
Unless you want to do baseball by yourself.
And put back in. Put back in by Fur.
Swearingen on the right wing has the basketball under a minute to go. 47-24, just like that. The tides have changed. Hands off to Holwald. Holwald covered by Leal. Spins away from Leal. Throws it in the corner, trying to find Swearingen.
Nobody home.
And it'll be a turnover out of bounds. 47-24. The score was... I don't think Northeast scored since they got it down to eight.
No. Nope.
Because the halftime score was
21.
Yep, they scored 3 points this quarter, while
30.
Bloomington South has scored 17.
Yeah, outscored 14-0 run.
18 seconds ago, Bloomington South holds possession, 47-24. Gettle, he's asking for the defensive assignment. 10 seconds. Bouncing it inside. Right block. Puts it up and gets it to fall is Adam Graham. 3 seconds. Holwald. 2 seconds. Full court heave by Holwald. And just off the left block. Looked good from our angle. But we're going to the third quarter where the North Unites only scored 3 points on a lone three-point attempt by Carson Gettle. Don't go anywhere. The final quarter of play on Timeless Classics. WAMB.
Hello. My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonimc.com or call 765-569-3282.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Going to the final quarter of play, Bloomington South 49, Northview 24. Knights had the lead cut to 8 in the third, but a Panthers 17-0 run destroyed that fairly quickly, Brad.
Yeah, 21 points for Leal in three quarters, and he didn't miss a shot. He was 2-for-2 from inside the arc, 2-for-2 from outside the arc, had a couple steals, and just outstanding ball player.
Swearingen up top, Bloomington South still on a 17-0 run. It's Cooper now in the corner of Neusel, the senior. He'll have to dish it back out on top to Gettle. Gettle loses it on the crossover, ball is loose, another turnover, and it's picked up by Graham.
At some point here, Coach Byram has got to pull these five Northview players and go to the bench. Let the younger kids play it out. You know, we're down 25 points, soon to be 28, as Roland just hits another three. And let these kids rest up and don't take the chance. You know, Gavin Morris has already rolled his ankle. That's not good three nights before, you know, you get your last practice in.
52-24, Cooper ahead to Swearingen. Has it near the logo. He'll spin away, and there'll be a foul on the floor. That's only the second foul here in the second half.
Yeah, first one for the Panthers, third one for Roland. Broadcast, very aggressive.
Broadcast brought to you in part by U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Call now and receive five applications and pay for only four. Call 812-605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports.
And we're hiring seasonal help. You know, we're looking to hire about 25 people starting March 15th. Interested in working the summer, you know, working 9 months out of the year, give me a call. Go on our Facebook page.
What are you looking for that job?
We're looking for seasonal work, you know, people to work lawn mowing, guy to do landscaping, stuff like that.
Experience needed?
No experience needed.
And where are you located at?
Terre Haute, 1309 North Fruit Ridge, yep.
Is there an Indianapolis one looking?
Yep. Indianapolis, we're looking to hire two. Competitive wages, too, for seasonal work, $12 to $15 an hour, depending on experience.
Okay.
Swearingen puts a shot up, comes off the rim, misses it, taken coast to coast by number 10. That's Hickman.
Hickman puts it up and in. It's a 20-point game. And the run, I keep writing on my paper, it's a 22-0 run. Cooper hands off to Gettle. Gettle spins. It'll be a foul before the shot attempt. It'll be a foul on Bloomington South. I may throw my brother your way to get some summer work with you.
25 is Jalen Peck.
It's a 30-point lead for Bloomington South. It was just 8, Brad. Brevin Cooper underneath finds Gettle. Gettle spins away, back at his man down, throws it up with a right hand, can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Anthony Leal.
I don't think we've had any.
Cooper, interception on the pass.
I don't think we've had any offensive rebounds.
Has Coach Holmes stood up one time?
No, he's sitting in that same chair besides the breaks.
Gettle puts it up with the right hand, can't get it to fall. It's in transition, caught by Doig, feeds Leal, going for the dunk, but he'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line for two attempts.
Swearingen gets his left arm as Leal went up for a two-handed dunk, and he pulled the ball out of his hand.
Gettle's a little frustrated, but he's the only reason this team was down, got it back down to 8.
Yep.
I don't think he's had a three-point attempt since, but that's credit to Bloomington South. They've hugged him ever since. Leal, free throw up, good. Currently a 23-0 run. 6 minutes to go in the ball game, and Coach Jared Holmes can officially say he's the IHSA high school basketball's record holder for the most wins in coaching in high school basketball.
You got to think, too, Bloomington South, you know, they got sectionals as well next week. I haven't looked at their draw or not, but I look for them to pull most of their starters here at any moment.
Gettle on the top of the mark. Gettle dribbling around.
I thought Terre Haute South had the biggest coaching staff in IHSA, but J.R. Holmes got several of them down there dressed up helping him out.
Cooper hands off to Gettle. Gettle spins away, 18-footer, and it rolls off. Nearly falls, ball's loose, and they're going to call a foul on either Garrison or Brevin Cooper for
Garrison.
Trying to fight for the basketball. Yep, it will be on Garrison. You say all those coaches, let's count. There is one,
seven,
two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven coaches,
yep.
And there's four players dressed, and then there's one at the end of the bench.
It's impressive. All right, something big has happened here.
Seniors are going back in.
Coach Holmes got up to do that.
Yep. He shook his hand, told him, come on, young fella.
Here comes Bruce Furr. He started the game. Must not get a lot of playing time.
No.
But he's out there and gets a chance to play for the final 5:31 while Anthony Leal comes out of the ball game. A timeout will be called. I believe it's by Bloomington South
by
Northview.
By Coach Byron.
But we'll take one with him. Don't go anywhere. 56-24 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coach J.R. Holmes for Bloomington South is 5:31 away from being the record holder for the most wins as a coach in Indiana high school basketball history. The man will be in second place, as to myself and Brad Wallace's far right, and Coach Butcher.
On the air, 7:15 Tuesday night at Owen Valley as the Knights take on the host Owen Valley Patriots in the first round of sectional play.
Make sure you go to our Facebook and Twitter at WAMB Radio or Timeless Classics WAMB. We'll have some pictures and more from this historical night as the final regular season game is underway. Furr swinging it up top to Roland. Roland has not came out yet. You have a full group of seniors out there right now. Now it's in the hands. Boynton South with Roland. Feeds off to Furr in the corner. They want Furr to shoot. And they're going to call Carson Ghetto for a reach-in foul on Bruce Furr.
At what point does Byron sub?
56-24. Graham up top. Maybe he's using this as a placel. It's a live scrimmage practice. Got to get our plays down. Carson Ghetto tries to rip the ball away from Furr. He will, but it'll be out of bounds. Last touched by Carson.
Practice is over. This is the last regular season game. If they don't know it by now, live scrimmage ain't going to do them any good, Corey.
South moving the basketball around. They got players in without, that's not even on the roster. So I'm not even going to guess right now. I know Roland has the ball in the left corner. Roland skips it ahead. Now on the right side, thought about the three. Now it's in the hands of Furr. Furr to Graham, back to Roland. Roland drives on Garrison. He goes in for the hard right-hand layup, and he'll drop it down. 25-0. It's not possible Northview doesn't score the rest of the quarter, right?
Well, Hess is going to try to do something about it, but he can't. Shoots three, misses.
Swearingen's rebound goes off his knee. It'll go back to Bloomington South.
Tyler Hess not been able to find his stroke tonight. Well,
glad to see Carson Ghetto shooting well, because we need that for Tuesday coming up. Right to left on your radio dial is Bloomington South. 4:20 to go. Skips it ahead, up top. I know Terre Haute South's having their senior night tonight. Inside to Furr. Furr turnaround jumper. He'll draw the foul from Carson Ghetto. He'll go to the line for two attempts. At the house, Terre Haute South trails Danville, Illinois, 49-28. Wow.
What's the score?
49-28. Terre Haute South is leading, and that's their senior night. Or they're trailing, and it's their senior night.
Against?
Danville, Illinois.
Yeah, Danville's tough.
Yeah.
Furr misses the first free throw, but he'll get a chance at a second one.
I'm rooting for him. I want the kid to get some scoring. He's a senior, probably doesn't play much.
He scored the first points of the game. he hit the first two.
Still on the score here.
Place went
right in front
nuts.
Of the student section. Free throw. He's at the line. Can the senior do it?
Nope.
And
yes,
he
yes,
will.
Yes.
It sits on the back rim. Falls down. Good for him. 59-24. Got to get excited about something. 8 points was the deficit as Brevin Cooper drives in. He'll miss the layup now. It's 25-0 run. They're down 59-24. Oh, 26-0 run because of that free throw.
Back well, we thought we had our one bad quarter, but the third and fourth has looked to be the worst so far for the season.
They've scored 3 points in the second half.
Yep. Great defense here by the Panthers.
Graham, three-pointer off the mark, stripped away by Brevin Cooper. 3.5 to go. Cooper across the timeline. Finds Hess. Thought about the three. Won't pull the trigger. Instead, he'll swing the pass back on top to Brevin Cooper. Now to Neusel. Inside to Swearingen. And Swearingen would have had an easy bucket, but he was dragged down from behind by a Bloomington South Panther.
Fouls on number 20. That is Gabe Roberts.
Let's see if we can get the seniors in the ball game as Peyton Griffin checks in. Peyton Griffin checks in for Caleb Swearingen. And then coming in for Bloomington South are a couple JV players. Big thanks to Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Cooper underneath. Lobs it ahead to Neusel. Only starter on the floor is Tyler Hess and Brevin Cooper so far. See if we get Isaac Reinel in at some point.
He's setting up the time to score, Ben.
Yep. Neusel, left wing. 3:10 to go. Knights have scored 3 points in the second half, and that was the first bucket of the third quarter by Carson Gettle. 59-24. Brevin Cooper, left wing. Trying to drive. Nearly ripped away. Cooper lobs inside to Neusel. Inside feeds Garrison. Garrison misses the layup. And the ball is going to be ripped away by Bloomington South.
There must be a lock on that rim.
When it rains, it pours, right? Bloomington South bringing it up court, 2:40 to go. Brevin Cooper playing tight defense. Makes someone fall. Cooper in transition. He's going down, blocked from behind. And it was last touched by Peyton Griffin. Bloomington South basketball. And when it rains, it pours.
Howell checks in for Hess.
So does Isaac Reinel. He'll come in for
Brevin. Now we got six players on the floor.
For Brevin Cooper. So on the floor, Dylan Neusel, Jack Holwald, Keegan Garrison, Peyton Griffin, and Isaac Reinel. Isaac Reinel hit a three-pointer in the game against Terre Haute South when he got playing time towards the blowout loss. 59-24, 2:20 to go. Up top, Bloomington South swinging it left to right. Thought about the three, won't take it. The Panthers being patient. I know you can't do it in basketball. Do you a Gatorade bath for Coach Holmes?
I wouldn't. Somebody's coached 49 years. I might do it if it was his 100th career win, but.
Or state championship again?
Yeah.
Those are special moments.
Yeah, but the IHSA don't allow that.
No.
Just like signs, banners, and streamers, it's against the.
Sportsmanship?
Yeah.
Quick three from the left wing from Bloomington South, and they'll knock it down, increasing the lead to a 29-0 run.
Gabe Roberts with the three-pointer.
1:40 to go. Peyton Griffin drives, and there's going to be a foul on the floor on Bloomington South.
Junior Hunter Martin set to check in for the Knights.
61-24. You know what? Normally this place would be halfway empty, if not more, due to the fact that it's a blowout win for Bloomington South. As a senior gets a standing ovation coming off. But everybody wants to congratulate Coach J.R. Holmes right after this one. And Coach Butcher's already down there. He's going to present the game ball to Coach Holmes following this one. And I'm going to go down there and get a picture of that, Brad.
All right. I'll talk about everything the Knights didn't do in the second half. That's put the ball in the cylinder.
Gettle did one time. Hunter Martin has the ball on the left wing. Let's see him shoot it. Now it's Griffin driving. Throws up the right hand. Leaves it short. Ripped down.
That's probably going to do it.
1:14 to go. On the right corner. Bouncing it on top now in the hands of one of the JV players for Bloomington South. They have different numbers, just not on the varsity roster.
We have only attempted 11 shots in the second half and only made one three. Gettle made the first one. and we've been blown out of the gym since then.
How many turnovers were there?
Oh, I quit.
I quit?
I ran out of ink.
Up top, driving to the bucket, right hand, throws it up and in. You think I tell Mike?
Roberts.
You think I tell anybody on Northview 31-0? And has that ever happened before?
Oh, we need to score here with 30 seconds to not be a drought in the fourth.
Maybe if you do this, they'll score.
Howald carries the ball, turns it over, and that's probably going to do it.
They got
to
score.
24 seconds. They're not going to score. They're going to get the goose egg. Outscored in the second half by a 33-3.
Boyne to South's on a 31-0 run.
Yep.
Up top, they're going to end this one, Brad.
And this place is going to go crazy as everybody's standing and they're clapping. Not only do the seniors win on senior night, but Coach J.R. Holmes is going to pick up win number 807. That's going to wrap it up here on the court. We'll be back with the Sonic postgame show. The Knights lose this one 63-24 to the Bloomington South Panthers. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to that. Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
I've survived all kinds of winters. This year's different, though. When the temperatures dip lower than my Spurs, I warm up with a hearty chili bowl from Sonic. Packed with beef, veggies, and bold seasonings, it's so delicious I wrote home about it. Best letter I ever got, too. It's hearty enough to eat all on its own. I'm not crying. It's the onions. I swear.
Ride into Sonic for new hearty chili bowls. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only. Participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Bloomington South High School, J.R. Holmes Court, as the Bloomington South Panthers upset the Knights' chance to upset Holmes, picking up the IHSA Basketball Winningest Coach Award tonight as they trail 63-24. Scoring for the Knights, 12 points for Carson Gettle, 7 for Caleb Swearingen, 3 for Brevin Cooper, and 2 for Tyler Hiss. The Knights scored 3 points in the second half, had it down to 8. They were trailing, actually they had it to 6, Corey. They trailed 30-24. After Gettle hit the first 3 of the second half, and they didn't score the rest of the game.
Yeah, they ended the game on a 31-0 run.
Yeah, 31-0 run. Scoring for the Panthers, 23 for Leal, 13 for Roland, 10 for Graham, 6 for Boomba, 5 for Heckman, 3 for Furr, and 2 for Doig. And Coach Holmes being honored. They're going to play a little video how he got there. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. Coach Byron will join us. We'll give away the Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game After this break, you're listening to Knights Athletics on WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count.
Do you want your lawn to look its best? U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana can make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call today and sign up for our fertilization program. For a limited time, receive 5 applications and pay for only 4. But you must call today. For more information about our lawn services, including commercial landscaping, call 812-605-8083 or visit uslawns.com. At U.S. Lawns, it's your turf, our lawn. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We'll hear from head coach Michael Byram in just a little bit. In the meantime, we might be louder than anybody in this building right now, but we're back on Timeless Classics WAMB. Coach J.R. Holmes just got his 807th career coaching win, and man, has he done it in a good fashion.
Yeah. Tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game with 12 points. And the kid that shot the ball great in the first half, Carson Gettle, is your Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance player of the game. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with Coach Michael Byram, and we'll wrap this up from Bloomington South. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
All right, final score is Coach Darrell Holmes is quickly getting introduced. First off, I know the loss stinks, Coach Michael Byram, but talk about this has to mean a lot for J.R. Holmes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coach does it the right way. I mean, he's done it the right way for years. I mean, I know they're celebrating his 807th win, but it hasn't always been about wins with him. His program's about building young men. And that's something that I try to emulate, and I do the best of my ability because that's the way it should be done. And then the basketball and the wins are more, like, they're way down the list. So.
And I know during the game we talked about it on air. I told them I'd asked you. Do you know any update on Gavin Morris?
No, I don't. I really hadn't had a chance to talk to him or talk to our trainer, Nicole, because our locker room is almost in Ellettsville, it seemed like. So I tried to hurry up and get over here.
Yeah, obviously, first quarter wasn't well, but second quarter you guys battled back. Carson Gettle hit some big-time shots, got you guys down within 8 to begin the third quarter, and then some run happened. Not going to mention the number, don't remember it. But Carson Gettle played well. What happened there between the second to the beginning of the third quarter to the rest of the game?
Man, they clamped down on us.
I was going to agree with you.
Like,
yeah.
We could not, like we couldn't get open. When we could get open, they were smothering us. So, I mean, we could, defensively, that's one of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
That Leal kid's pretty good, too.
Oh, well, I mean, he's a 4-star recruit for a reason, you know? Like, when you have national offers, I mean, you better be good, you know. So, I mean, they've got a great team, and I'm sure that they're going to advance far in the tournament.
Now, speaking of the tournament, it's you guys on Tuesday. I'm sure the message the locker room, you don't want to forget this, but your focus now goes to Tuesday.
Well, no, we've learned from this. This, but yeah. Like, we want to play good teams. Like, I'm not one of those types of people who I'm going to try to pad my coaching record and pad our season record. We're going to play somebody good. That's when you find out what you're made of, and that's when you get yourself better and ready for the tournament. That, I mean, that's my philosophy. I mean, there's some gray area there. You don't want to have no confidence in yourself getting beat down when you play against good teams, you know. So, I mean, I'm proud of our guys. I mean, we did some good things tonight. We did. I mean, we outplayed them in the second quarter. And, I mean, that's one more quarter than most teams have outplayed them. I mean, there have been games all year long where people haven't outplayed them. So, I mean, I thought we did some good things in that second quarter, and it's just unfortunately we couldn't get ourselves figured out.
Before I let you go, if you had to think of one thing in TAC to get ready for Tuesday during practice this next couple of days, what do you think it is?
You know what? I think that we need to just kind of fine-tune some fundamental things, like whether it's offensively or defensively. Offensively, I think that we got to do a little bit better job of setting up our cuts and screening a little better. And then defensively, I think we got to have earlier help. I think that we allowed Terre Haute South on Tuesday and Bloomington South here tonight to spread us out to where we didn't have those second and even third defenders lined up ready to help stop the ball. So,
all right. Coach, I'll see you in Spencer on Tuesday. How about that?
Sounds good, Corey.
All right, let's go get a win.
Yeah.
Coach Michael Byram joining us. We'll see you guys Tuesday. Final score is 63-24. I'm Corey Clark for Brad Wallace on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Waddell National Bank, Park County REMC, the Sonic Drive-Ins in Terre Haute, WTHI-TV 10, Chad Schottmeyer Farm Bureau Insurance, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, and Great Dane of Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.